Hi, and welcome to the Vintage Read Show. And welcome to the very first Vintage Read Show Movie Club selection. Now, just for those of you who don't know that are new to the channel, every month I do a vintage book selection and I do a vintage movie selection. And my idea is to give you a little bit of information, just enough, no spoilers, so that you're eager to either read or watch or do both. Okay, so the first movie club selection is 12 Angry Men. And I was so excited because in one of my vintage movie mags, I actually have one of the first reviews of the movie. Now, Henry Fonda starred in this pick and it was in 1957. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but not too much so I don't spoil it. Now, Reginald Rose wrote the original book in 1954, and in our movie club selection, I always pick a book that became a movie because it's Vintage Read Show, so you know, we've got to stick with the theme. But 1954, the book came out. Now, the author wrote a screenplay for television, and it was actually created on television first before it ever became the movie. Now, Henry Fonda was sitting there one night watching TV and he saw 12 Angry Men and he was captivated by the story. So he went about trying to produce this movie and obviously wanted to star in it. And it was really interesting because it's the only movie that Henry Fonda actually ever produced and starred in. And he recruited a not a very well-known director at the time, Sidney Lumet. Now, he had only worked in television. Now, Sidney Lumet went on to get 4 Oscar nominations for directing. He never won, but he was nominated 4 times. Brilliant director. He did The Verdict, Network, and I think Serpico. So, you know, huge, huge director. Henry Fonda took a punt on this new director that was only known for television. But that was a wise move because 12 Angry Men was shot, the entirety of the movie was shot within one room. So therefore you would think that a director that was used to working in that small environment would be able to really capture the drama and the tenseness, and he did. Now, the only other shots in that movie are the opening montage and the closing scene. They're the only ones that come out of the jury room. So you feel pretty stuck in there like the poor jurors, but you're captivated because it is such a rich tapestry of personality. And the hero of this movie is the American justice system. And the jurors themselves are not heroic at all. Like, they're quite flawed. And you get to see all their flaws as the movie unfolds. Now, Henry Fonda is the only juror, juror number 8, who has a reasonable doubt about the murdering suspect, the suspect who has murdered his father. And he holds reasonable doubt, so he won't say guilty, and it has to be a unanimous verdict. Well, of course, 11 of them just want to say guilty and get out of there, and Henry Fonda is sticking to his principles because he has reasonable doubt. And it is that, his strength and courage as juror number 8, that results in a review of the evidence, and it may get the suspect off, or it may not. You're going to have to watch the movie to find out. So excited to find the original movie review. This is in a vintage movie mag called Picture Go that was released in England, May 18th, 1957, which was the year the movie was released. It has the cast, of course. And it got a pretty solid review. It says it is a strong, solid film, so exciting, so utterly absorbing. It's hard to realize that most of the running time is spent behind that locked door in that hot, crowded room. The other thing is, in my classic movie Bible, which is Bill Collins' Golden Years of Hollywood, he does a thing on 12 Angry Men. And he has some really interesting insights into it too. But he mentions the cinematographer who won an Oscar for On the Waterfront, which is Boris Kaufman. So, you know, it did have a stellar cast in Henry Fonda. It did have an up-and-coming, brilliant new director. And it did have a wonderful cinematographer. And it did actually get 4 nomination nods for the Academy Awards that year. So there you go, 12 Angry Men. So I hope you will watch it. I hope you like my very first Vintage Read Show Movie Club selection. And I would love to hear from you what you think of it. I will leave a link down below to my blog and anyone can join in the discussion over there whenever they want. These videos will always be up so you can just follow along with the vintage book and vintage movie selections whenever you want at your own pace. And I hope you really enjoy it. Until I see you next time, remember, enjoy your vintage reads and enjoy your vintage movies. Bye.